I have been diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome, a neurological disorder that causes sufferers to have involuntary tics and outbursts. I've had it since the age of 4. This has made life tough for me at times, though I've also been very happy at times. I have begun to question the morality of having children. Doctors say that I have a 1 in 4 chance of passing so severe a condition to my offspring. Given that fact, is it immoral to want to have children? Would it be considered an act of force if I were to father such a child? Well, it's certainly not an act of force. You cannot force the non-existent. There is no such child until you do it. There is nothing that has choice, and even as an embryo, it has no knowledge, it has no choice. There's no possibility of talking about force. Force is applicable only if a human being has the capacity to make choices and you are going against it. If you pick up a newborn baby from one tray to another, you're not forcing it, even though it's not choosing it. That's pre-force, so forget about that one. Is it immoral? I can't say that that would be immoral to risk that. If it were me, I would ask first, selfishly, what would be the effect on my life if the child is born this way? And it would apply to any disease. On my ability to pursue my career, on my finances, on the time it would take, on how much worry and tension it would add to my life. And most important, I would have a child because I want a certain kind of relationship, a certain kind of intimacy that, in my experience, you can have only with the child, not with anybody else. Would this disease interfere with that or diminish that? Now, if there were strong negatives there, then I would say, I won't have it no matter what. But also, of course, I want to know about the life of the child. It's going to be very little weight to decide. But, you know, you yourself says you have it, so you know, and you stress in your letter how much happiness you have, but also how much misery. I don't know any line to draw, but you'd have to decide on the whole, and with your understanding, can he have more happiness or not? Now, I don't know whether you can know in the womb that the child has inherited this. If so, I would vote for abortion and try again. But let's suppose that there is no chance, you can't find out. And let's suppose it's time is urgent. This is your last chance. That's a factor. If having a child is crucial to you, that is a factor. But what I would say is that the effects on the offspring are not the only factor. They are important, but they're important within limits. So long as the offspring remains within the values of your life and within the possibility of having the kind of values you regard as the minimum for a good life on his own. There's no philosophy that will tell you where to draw the line. You know, you need some kind of hedonic calculus, the way Jeremy Bentham used to say, put all the pleasures in one column, quantify them, and all the pains in another, but it's ridiculous, and I can't tell you. As far as the statistics go, I don't put much faith in statistics. If I had to go only by statistics, I would maybe look at it like this. If you say 0 to 4, it's giving me 1 to 4. If it was 0, then it's impossible, and I don't have to worry about it. If it's 1, it'd be 1 to 2, it's increasingly possible. And by 2, it's getting on the edge of being probable. By 3, probable, and 4, certain. Now, 1 out of 4, translated epistemologically in these terms, would be possible but not likely, remotely possible. And that would be enough for me, other things equal. If it got to 2 out of 2, and if I believed the statistic, then I would doubt. But if everything else comes out positive, that's where I would draw the line. And just let me caution you. There are all these websites on the computer that tell you if you send in your DNA, they will tell you every disease in the universe, what the percentage is of you're getting it and not getting it. Don't think that you're going to get an answer that you can rely on from the computer, from any of these sites. And my evidence for that is, let me refer you to a great article by my daughter exposing the fraud, or rather the inaccuracy of these websites in promising to predict all your diseases. Go to the New York Times, the science section, on December 31st of last year. And I think you'll be impressed. It's a very good article, but over and above that, very informative before you jump and say, oh, medical science says so-and-so.